This will require all parties to deliver on the commitments they have made, and this is what we fully expect them to do. From the Oval Office, Rubio said,
"And we think we're on our way towards a real de-escalation and then hopefully get back on track in helping Syria build a country."
In May, President Trump met with the Syrian leader in Qatar and lifted sanctions on Syria to help them thrive economically. That was during President Trump's Middle East visit, in which he secured hundreds of billions of dollars in investment commitments from several allied countries. Meanwhile, Rubio and the foreign minister of Bahrain signed an agreement that would allow the U.S. and American companies to invest in nuclear energy projects in Bahrain, all for civilian purposes. This is similar to an agreement that Rubio signed in Malaysia while he was there last week.
That the United States is prepared to be a partner with any nation on earth that wants to pursue a civil nuclear program.
This MOU reinforces our two countries' determination to prevent the proliferation of nuclear or other weapons of mass destruction.
The U.S. is also further expanding its trade with Bahrain as the Crown Prince of Bahrain met with President Trump at the White House, committing to invest $17 billion in the U.S.
And this is real.
It's real money.
These aren't fake deals. These are real deals.
They don't have to borrow the money.
We don't have to borrow it. It's coming in.